Summer is coming, and so is Series 3, the 2024 50 Faces podcast. And this series is filled with themes that we have not touched in as much depth before. We talk about the notion of service, and in particular, serving public pension funds. Whether in an officer, trustee, or consultant capacity, we explore it in depth. We look at the mindset required.
You have to have a bit of thick skin. You have to understand of these personal issues or in some cases attacks that come your way, do they matter, right? So does this matter? And if it doesn't matter, you have to have the mental fortitude to really put them in a place where they don't influence you.
The rewards that come from serving.
Public service really has to speak to the individual. If you're fortunate enough to be in a position to have impact at scale in a way that's unique to your talents.
And the complex issues that these institutions face.
So there's probably some level of pension envy or pension jealousy. And so I think that's a challenge there just from the pure funding mechanism. Municipal budgets, state budgets are very tight, and it's, you know, everyone's fighting for every dollar that they can possibly get. And outside of paying of salaries and medical costs, pension costs tend to be the second or third most expensive line item on these pension budgets.
We move then to some of the nuances of private wealth, including staking an identity as an advisor and developing that client relationship.
You know, I worked very closely with clients, and I used to always say to them, you need to walk with me, because then what happens when the markets are bad, you don't have to panic. You know, they're very comfortable staying with that plan, if you like. Diversification, really crucial. Just diversify. Don't have all your eggs in one basket. Quality is everything.
We look at some of the wildly different backgrounds that our clients come from.
In our initial conversation with athletes, we talked to them about our goal is so that when you are retired, because there's such a short time to make money, that you can do whatever you want. You don't have to work. A lot of conversations deal around cash flow, spending and budgeting. Even if you're making $20 million a year, you still need a budget.
Our discussions also take us into the weeds of the total return movement in a discussion with a large Canadian pension plan.
The total portfolio approach, there's a flexibility which is not there when you use the more classic strategic asset allocation. It also helps us resolve the curse of dimensionality because we are not trying to solve for many, many different things.
We look at the nuances of emerging markets.
In order to look forward, you must start by looking back and say, what went wrong? If you look at what went wrong and you disaggregate emerging market returns into their various constituent parts, so revenue growth, margin growth, revaluation, currency impact, and finally what we call net issuance or dilution. In emerging markets, what really held the asset class back was what we call the dilution factor.
And spend a lot of time on the importance of culture.
But when you can get that culture right from the beginning, then that's extremely powerful. But recognizing that change often is required and just doing it as quickly as you can.
And the intricacies of building a culture that sustains.
I think culture is critically important. If you think about any service firm, you know, we don't have a patent. We don't have a secret formula. No sponsor has to work with us. Investors don't have to invest with us. Employees can quit tomorrow. So we need to think about our organization and how we create competitive advantage. I'm a big believer that culture plays a giant role in creating some of those competitive advantages.
And as always, our exploration of the human stories behind the personalities remind us that not everyone has a straight path.
I'm a high school dropout. I'm not embarrassed of that. I just was not a good student, one of those functional good students. I just couldn't seem to concentrate. And it was just, you know, how I was wired. When I got into the military, it really helped me get focused.
So tune in from later this week for the first episode in the series. You can find our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Series 3 is kindly supported by Ruffer Investment Management and Nuveen.